to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2018, by Eric Williams.
There are so many great traditions around Christmas for many people. One of my favorites is cookies. Thank you, Megan. Another one is Christmas movies. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie? Think about the ones that you particularly enjoy. I remember all the great childhood Christmas specials like Frosty and Rudolph. Later on, I graduated to much more mature fare like Home Alone. You remember that great Christmas special? Or this is a controversial one, Die Hard. I was reading on the internet, there's a lot of debate whether that's a Christmas movie authentically or not. Of course, there's The Grinch. I don't care what age you are, The Grinch is a classic. Oh, It's a Wonderful Life, we were talking about just before coming in the choir. And then A Christmas Carol, maybe the great classic of all time, Scrooge and Cratchit and Tiny Tim. You know, one of the things that these movies all have in common is that they're all very sentimental. I think that's what grabs us by the heartstrings, these sentimental stories. But as I was thinking about them tonight, I think I'm drawn to these movies also because they speak to the messiness of life, to the conflict and alienation that we all deal with in this world of strife. I heard a Christmas message from a bishop this week online in which he talked about the fact that this year he felt at Christmas that he was kind of faking it. With all the bad news in the world, he was having difficulty mustering up the right kind of sentimental feelings. You know, there's this sense that we need to be full of joy and good cheer at this time of year. We need to have it all together. We work hard to present a somewhat idealized picture of ourselves in our Christmas cards and messages. I rarely read a Christmas letter that is really full of doom and gloom. You know, it's usually the good, the highlights, kind of like the Facebook version of your life for Christmas. We work hard to brighten up our houses with lights and decorations, brightening up our church as well. Yet sometimes it can feel like we are putting shiny Christmas wrapping paper around the messiness, complications, and imperfections of our lives. Like the characters in the Christmas movies, we have real struggles and worries to deal with. Worries about health issues, our own and those we love. Worries about political chaos at home and abroad, a seemingly unending series of scandals and attacks, one against another. Worry about our kids growing up, getting launched, perhaps serving in the military, or going through their own struggles as young adults. Worry about the economic situation. I don't know about you, but the GM layoffs announced earlier this year sent a shudder through me when thinking about how we're still getting over the Great Recession only 10 years ago. I think I love those Christmas movies because the heroes are dealing with struggles of their own, lives that are not perfect, relationships that are strained or broken, a world that seems harsh and uncaring. And I think that's why I also love the Christmas story so much, the real Christmas story. Mary and Joseph were not plaster saints, but real people. When the angel came to them, they were terrified. They looked so serene in the creche scene, but that manger was surrounded by all the sights, sounds, smells, and worries of the real world. Their lives were uprooted at the whim of the uncaring Roman imperial bureaucracy. They were first-time parents coping with all the stress and worry of caring for this new baby in a strange town in much less than ideal conditions. and very soon they would be hunted by the soldiers of King Herod, who was seeking the life of their son, and were chased all the way to Egypt to be refugees. This Jesus we worship knew all too well the struggles of the real world. Jesus was born homeless to an unmarried couple and with a price on his head. He held no office, had no formal education, and was considered by the leaders of his time as at best a harmless nutcase and at worst a dangerous insurrectionist. His relationship with his human family, according to the Gospels, was complicated, to say the least. And then one of his best friends sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. And his closest companion, Peter, denied him 3 times. And all his disciples ran away when he was arrested and put to death. Jesus knew the messiness of our human life. He knew sadness. He knew anger. He laughed and he cried. He knew suffering and doubt and conflict. He is our Savior, not in spite of these real human experiences, but because of them. Because of Jesus, the real Jesus, we don't have to paper over our weaknesses, our faults, and our sins. We don't have to fake Christmas joy. We don't have to come to church and fake being Christians. You know, I'm tired of fake Christmas with all the endless marketing of stuff I don't need, Muzak carols blasted at me in every store. And I'm tired of fake Christianity, holier-than-thou Christianity, my life is perfect, why isn't yours Christianity? We of all people must be able to confront the hard realities of life and be real with each other and real with God. How do we make Christmas real? It's by spending less time on the meaningless stuff and more time on the things that are real. For me, this Christmas, I find deep meaning out of our family traditions and gatherings, time to renew our relationships with one another. I find deep meaning out of worship. I attended lessons and carols at the cathedral this week with my family, the pageant this afternoon at 4, and this lovely service tonight. Real Christmas is about remembering that I am loved unconditionally by God, messiness and all. It's about struggling to love my neighbor unconditionally, even and especially the neighbors I worry about and the neighbors I struggle with. It's about finding new ways to de-escalate conflicts in our family, in our church, in our nation, and in our world. About finding our common ground in our common humanity, in this picture of a vulnerable, tiny baby who contains heaven and earth. Making Christmas real means acknowledging the reality of the messiness of life, conflict, alienation, and loneliness, that we are not in right relationship with God or with our neighbor. It's about recognizing that we don't need more stuff, but we do need a Savior. Jesus fulfills Isaiah's prophecy that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In this Jesus, this Prince of Peace, God is reconciling the world to himself and reconciling us to one another, bringing peace where there was conflict, healing where there was illness, life where there was death. So many of my favorite Christmas movies echo this message of reconciliation and peace. John McClane, amidst all the shooting, asks very tenderly for forgiveness from his estranged wife and is reconciled. Kevin is reunited with his family whom he thought had abandoned him. The Grinch's heart grows and he joins the community of whos for something that to me looks like the Eucharistic feast. George gets to see the impact of his kindness, and even old Scrooge learns the joy of generosity and loving relationships. May we have the wisdom and grace to accept the gifts of Jesus this Christmas, the gift of peace and forgiveness and love, the real gifts of our real Savior to this real and messy world. And may we also have grace to share these gifts of peace and forgiveness and love with others, to bring the light of Christ wherever there is darkness, this Christmas and always. Amen.